We don't want an extension. We want to have a five-year farm bill.
Georgia Republican Congressman Austin Scott hopes farm bill language will be ready for release in the next couple of weeks.
The big issue is the CBO scoring and whether or not we're able to increase reference prices to reflect the increased cost of fuel and fertilizer and labor and the other increases that we've seen that our farmers are paying. But that five-year farm bill has got to take into account the increased cost of operations for the American farmer. So it's been a difficult time with the Congressional Budget Office. Right now, we're putting, according to their scores, less than 10% of what we call the farm bill into production, agriculture, and risk mitigation for our producers. And that's simply not enough for them to be able to, you know, have the stop losses that they need to keep their operations going forward in case of bad commodity collapses.
There's long been a debate over if the nutrition title and production titles should be in the same bill. Scott thinks they should be separate.
It's not an equitable split when you have gone down to less than 10% going to production agriculture. If we're, you know, just honest about things, ARC and PLC are temporary law, and SNAP and many of the other aspects of the provision are permanent law. And so what the American farmer needs is temporary law that without a reauthorization would cease to exist, where most of the other things would continue, even if the farm bill didn't pass. And so that has put those of us who represent rural America at a disadvantage in the negotiations.
Opponents of the idea say it would be harder to pass either bill if we had separate nutrition and farm bills. I'm Sabrina Halverson.